Our theme this evening as we gather for this penance service, our theme is repentance, repentance. John the Baptist preached a gospel of repentance and people came out to be baptized. And so you and I are here tonight because of the gospel of repentance, because of our recognition of the need for repentance in our lives. Repentance, what does it mean to repent? How does one do it? What are the signs of true repentance? For the last few nights, we've been speaking about the Sabbath day, the gift of the Sabbath day. And one of the things that we saw Monday night was that the Sabbath is not something to be done by us. Okay, the command about the Sabbath day is not a commandment about something to be done or a prohibition against something to be done. The Sabbath day is, first of all, something to be remembered. Something to be remembered. Not to be done, but to be remembered. The Sabbath day is an awareness. It's an awareness. It's a readiness to see, a readiness to receive. And of course, this has practical implications, okay? There are certain ways of living that are incompatible with the spirit of the Sabbath day. We looked at some of those things, okay? Certain attachments to the world, certain anxieties, a certain busyness, a certain glorification of our work, of the things of the world, that keep us from entering into the awareness of God's presence that is the Sabbath day. Well, in the Sabbath, we have an image for what it means to repent, an image of repentance. The Sabbath day in the book of Genesis was something that God created. He created the seventh day. He made it holy, and he rested in it. All man was asked to do was to recognize what God had made holy and to enter into it. Okay, so too, our salvation, the holiness of our lives, is not something that we bring about. It's not something that God commands us to do. The holiness of our lives, our salvation, is something that God brings about. And all he asks of us is to recognize it, to see it, and to enter into it. Salvation is something that we receive, not something we achieve. And so repentance has to mean to be reshaped, to become ready to receive. Ready to recognize, to be aware of, and to receive what God is bringing about. So this is what we seek tonight. This is why we're here. Okay, what we seek is a readiness to receive the Savior and to be changed by him. And so what is necessary? What must we do? That was the question of those who went out to meet the Baptist. Okay, we believe that there is forgiveness of sins. What must we do? That's a beautiful question. What must we do? What is necessary for this kind of readiness to be changed, to be saved? And we see this in the gospel. The Baptist tells them, if you have two cloaks, give one away. If you have more food than you can eat, give it away. If you see someone in need, give it away. If you've been living selfishly, if you've been living unjustly, right, the tax collectors, if you've been living by taking from others, stop taking. Restore what is just. And the soldiers come out to him. Right? If you've been living by fear, okay, by imposing your will on other people, by bullying, by denouncing falsely, by accusing, stop. Right? Bring forgiveness. So the Baptist tells us, okay, what is necessary to be saved? It's not enough to feel bad about our sins. It's not enough to know what we've done. It's not enough to want to change. It's not enough. What is necessary is to turn away from sin and to turn toward the Lord. There's a double turn involved. It's not enough to simply turn away from your former way of life if you do not, in fact, turn toward the Lord. And the justice and the mercy that John the Baptist demands of them is a sign of their having turned toward the Lord. So we need that second turn. The question of what must we do is the question of what are the fruits of repentance? John says this, Who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Are you here because you're afraid of hell? Are you here because you're afraid of your sins? That's not enough. What are the fruits of true repentance? Mercy, forgiveness, the restoration of justice. A merciful heart is a heart that's ready to receive mercy. And so as we turn away from our sin, we must turn toward one another in mercy. Jesus himself says this: "Do not ask the Father to forgive you of your sins if you do not forgive your brother." If you're on your way to offer sacrifice and you remember that your brother has anything against you, leave your sacrifice and make peace with your brother. So to turn away from sin means to turn towards the Lord, and to turn towards the Lord means we must turn towards one another. We must be merciful with one another. We must be just with one another. And we will see this, okay, that if we do this in faith, that our charity, the charity that comes from our repentant heart, it does clear the way for the Savior. It does make straight that path by which he's going to come and find us, the charity of our own lives. We have to remember, when we come here tonight, that just as the Sabbath day is the Lord's gift to us, so too the holiness of our lives is the Lord's gift to us. And so too our repentance, okay, that process by which we leave ourselves and become more involved with the Lord, more what he has made us to be, that process of repentance is also his gift to us. Repentance is a process. It's a process that takes the whole course of our lives. And it's a process that imitates him, that imitates the work of God. Okay, God acts slowly, incrementally. Okay, he allows things to grow. And so to consent to this process, okay, to allow ourselves to be saved, to give our consent to the repentance that God wants to bring about, means to say yes to all these little steps that the Lord is going to choose, is going to use, okay, to pull us out of our selfishness, to form us in mercy, and to make us more like himself. The Sabbath day, as we spoke of the previous evenings, the Sabbath day is not our creation. It's not us who make it holy. We become holy as we enter into it mindfully, consciously, opening ourselves to it. And so too, true and authentic repentance begins not from our awareness of our sins. Okay, I can know I'm a sinner. I can see sin in my life. That's not true repentance. True repentance comes from an awareness of the holiness of God and an awareness of the beauty that he desires to bring about in my own life. Repentance is growing in that desire, growing in the desire to bear good fruits. Right? I'm tired of a stunted life. I'm tired of a frustrated life. I'm tired of thorns and thistles. I'm tired of bad fruits. I look at my life. I have to allow that desire to grow, a desire that my life should become fruitful, that it should become beautiful, that I should produce something good and lasting. And this is a holy desire. And as this desire grows, our repentance grows. So as we come here this night to, you know, to gather, to hear the word of God, to be changed by it, and to make our confessions, right, we need to not be afraid to cast off the old life. St. John the Baptist gives us a beautiful, if a little foreboding, image for us. He says, "The Lord stands with his winnowing fan in his hand, his winnowing fan, and he will clear the threshing floor." Right? All the chaff, right? All that's insignificant, all the trash, all the dirt, he will blow it away. It has no weight. But what is good, right? What is heavy, what is solid, the fruit, the wheat, he will gather into his barn. And this is what the Lord wants to do for us. Okay? He wants to pass the winnowing fan over us, to blow away, to separate out all that is insignificant, that is petty, that is small-minded, that is not worthy of us. And what will be left? The fruit, the wheat. So we have to offer this to him. We have to offer our hearts, offer our desires for something more, for something greater than what we have now. Offer that to him, okay, and allow that desire, okay, to be that separating wind, okay, to separate us from all that clings to us, all the trash, all the insignificance of our lives, all of our sin. And we can offer to him a fruitful heart, a heart that's been remade, a heart that is beautiful and lasting and pure.